A 1% transient room tax doesn't require a ballot initiative, according to Nate Rockwood, who is the city's capital, debt, and grants budget manager. He's also the project manager for the Park City Arts and Cultural District development, slated to break ground in 2019. He says they've always known they could implement the tax, but wanted to be sure it would benefit the entire community.
I think it makes sense because of the benefit that it brings back to the community, and it also benefits all the visitors. I think it is an amenity that's added to the community. That's one more reason why people would come to Park City, one more reason why people stay in Park City and love Park City. I looked at a lot of different models on trying to figure out how to do some sort of tax increment financing using the property values or the sales tax values to make this district work. But with such a strong nonprofit emphasis there with the Kimball and the Sundance, you could never get those to pencil without putting in tons of overnight high-end condo type things, and that's exactly what we didn't want to do.
The Sundance Institute and the Kimball Arts Center are partnering with the city as anchors for the development. Park City's lodging industry supports the notion of Sundance having an impact on lodging business, but they don't agree that the Kimball is as big a draw. City Manager Diane Murphy says the project is in the early visioning stages and they will listen to all sides.
And we appreciate the partnership with the Lodging Association, and we actually don't expect, we expect there are going to be concerns in this process, and that's why we're really just kicking it off at this point. And we do welcome people to come and talk to us about concerns and see if there are things that we can either mitigate or make better. With that, though, I do think Kimball is an attraction. You know, people can go on a rainy day, or the spouse, significant other, or kids who don't ski have an opportunity to go do something.
The possibility of losing some larger group functions due to a tax increase is not a concern for Murphy.
I don't think we'll see a significant amount of group business leave because of a 1% tax. Actually, if you were to look at, the chamber has the exact numbers, but as I understand it, there was basically around a 1% increase in lodging occupancy this year. I think we heard Allison Kulo talking about that last year. However, they had double-digit growth in the revenue this year, which means that they increased room rates above 1%. And I don't think that hurt the community at all, and I don't think that hurt the lodging properties.
Another concern for the lodging industry is that once the tax goes into place, it'll never be revoked.
The city council always has the ability to rescind a tax. The process of designing that area and then also looking at how we connect that area to other areas, this tax being in place does a lot of things towards connecting that area, and ultimately will be funds that can go into improving some of the other areas in town.
Murphy says Sundance and the Lodging Association wants the city to extend the contract with the festival.
This was actually a request by Sundance. They had a number when they came back to us and sat down with us. They had a number of requests. None of them were showstoppers, and one was that they did want to talk about the contract. The current contract goes through 2022 with a possible extension to 2026. You heard Nate and the mayor and other people during this process talk to Sundance about how this is very much a city's commitment to you. And we've also heard from the Lodging Association that they would like the city to relook at the Sundance contract to make it longer.
According to Rockwood, 1% is the maximum transient room tax allowed for a municipality, whereas the county can go as high as 4.25%. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.